Sharon Olds is with us to read a poem. Writer David Levitt once described Sharon Olds as enormously self-aware. He said her poetry is remarkable for its candor, its eroticism, and its power to move.
The poem I'm going to read is called The Bed. When I looked at it today on my way here, I thought, I wonder how many people think of poems as places where stories are told. The Bed. My father's new wife was standing at the sink in their new apartment, her hands in the suds. She was looking out the window, down at the street. She saw a tall, dark-haired teenager turn the corner. "That's his girl," she said to herself. She had never seen me, not even a picture. I hadn't called. She looked at me and knew me. In a minute, the bell rang, and there I stood on his long legs, under the shock of his dark hair. She let me in, fed me something. I stared at her. This was the woman my father loved. My father was in love. I ate and ate and gazed, till we heard his key in the lock. Surprise, surprise. He saw us standing together, flushed, blushing. In the heat of that moment, softened metals, we were joined. Even 30 years later, when we stood on either side of his bed, holding his hands, and he sank away out of the human, the bond did not break. We held to him the way you hold the last child and crack the whip, so he flies, feet off the ground, and the chain holds. That first day, we stood there, cheeks hot. Then my father led us over to a wall with a groove in it, like the outline of a doorway, a passage into some other world. He pushed a button, and down out of the wall fell a double bed. Its legs bounced on the floor. It danced while he laughed, their Murphy bed of love. In the night, he said, it would close suddenly, like a book slamming. They'd wake up upright, smashed against the wall, flies under the swatter. We stood and beamed at each other. After that, when I thought of them, I thought of their bed snapping shut like a mouse trap, throwing them against the wall in violent climax, something to grasp my father as hard as I'd wanted to clasp him, the two of them crushed together like flowers pressed in a book, so flat they're transparent, the stamen lolling over the pistil, the anther indented in the petal, the man and woman as God had made them, almost my parents, in love.
Sharon Olds is the director of creative writing at NYU. Her latest collection of poems, The Gold Cell, is published by Knopf.